You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. It's so nice to be with you, and thank you for being with me just after the Holy Mass. As always, we begin with a prayer, and let's do that right away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after and make us always determined to carry out good works through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, you know we're embarking on to Thanksgiving weekend, and I know that you may not be feeling all that excited and that happy, but I know this may sound crazy, but in the midst of this pandemic, I have been more grateful than I can ever recall. You know, this feeling, I know we've all experienced feelings of fear and grief, and some of us anxiety, but there's also this wonderful feeling of gratitude in my heart, right? And think about for yourself. So this broadcast is to hopefully help you get through Thanksgiving and to look at things in a different perspective, in a more positive, spiritually speaking, right? It might be, you know, just think about what makes you happy. What makes you happy? Is it the smell of fresh coffee first thing in the morning? Or is it a little bird that's on your front porch or on your backyard? You know, build upon that and think of things that are meaningful to you. One of my friends this week ordered groceries online, and she went to pick them up in her car. And when she arrived there, apparently the groceries weren't even available, and she was told to come the next day. Oh, okay. So she goes the next day and finds out that the order is completely wrong. Well, instead of a fancy dinner that they were supposed to have, they ended up having sliced prepackaged sandwich style ham. So in that moment, she said to me, you know, she felt both anger and laughter rise in her. And she says, you know, I took a deep breath and I chose laughter. And though the employee was so apologetic, overly apologetic, my friend thanked her for her courage and kindness. And she said, I could tell immediately that she had received more judgment than gratitude that day. So, you know, it's not easy working with the public, and when things go wrong, and you know, sometimes they're the bearer of bad news and it's out of their hands, and they take the brunt of the complaints. It's not easy. I know I've worked in a restaurant for many years when I was a young girl, and dealing with public isn't easy. I mean, there's some really great things about working with public, but it's also, you know, you have to take the good and the bad with it, I suppose. You know, everything today, brothers and sisters, is offered to you virtually, right? Even in Canada Day, we had virtual fireworks. So you might want to tune in to some free concerts over online over the weekend. Maybe you might find something to ease your mind and provide you some entertainment and to break that moment of boredom. And I know we're all experiencing this, brothers and sisters. I don't want you to feel you're all alone, or is there something wrong with you? The whole planet is feeling this, right? But, you know, if you want help, there is help. And also, you know, like counseling. And also the internet is full of people offering free fitness classes, the same for cooking classes and hobbies and interests, right? So think of what you're, when you think of Thanksgiving, think this weekend as well about your health. Think of what your body has allowed you to do today. Maybe your feet got you to walk around the house, or your arms allowed you to hold a pet you love. You know, thinking of gratitude. You know, what you ate today, what were you going to eat? You know, what nourishment did you provide your body? What was your favorite meal? Thinking about these things. Did you talk to someone today who brought you joy? Or are you planning to see someone on a video chat? You know, Zoom has become the in thing. I know for myself, that's how I've been teaching for the last, since the pandemic hit. I've been teaching virtually through Zoom, and it works great with one-on-one, but I can't imagine. I've had Bible study, and it isn't easy with 40 people. You get a 40 minutes, and then you have to log on again, and it's a big hassle. But teaching is one-on-one for me personally, because I'm tutoring. But the teacher who has got a classroom full of children, it makes it, it's a real challenge. It really is a challenge. And then you hope that the parent is sitting there to observe their child during the lesson, because they tend to goof off a bit, you know? I mean, just think about it. It's like when the cat's away, the mice will play, right? It's the same idea. So it's good to, if you are a parent, to really stay with the lesson if you can, and maybe find something to do while your child is sitting there, because they tend to actually leave the room and the teacher is unaware of that. You know, it's a challenge. What can I say? So lockdowns, restrictions on movement, and being forced to stay at home, these strict rules are right across Europe, across the United States, and they're all over our country. But in the midst of all of this, we're learning about the often forgotten virtue of gratitude. Right now, millions of people in the West are realizing just how much we've taken for granted: our health, travel, socializing, and even trips to the park. And ironically, it is when these things are stripped back that we begin to appreciate the things that we have. And so this becomes even more pronounced for those who have been struck by the virus. Slowing down, becoming more grateful can be a very powerful tool to deal with the pandemic. Okay. Father Timothy Ratcliffe, the former global leader of the Dominican Religious Order and popular spiritual writer, says, "Remembering to give thanks is about connecting to reality. We may think that gratitude is a feeling, but it's more than that. It's just simply living in the real world in which everything is a gift from God, the giver of all good things. Someone who thinks of things as fundamentally to be bought and sold and owned is living an illusion." He stressed this temptation to transactional thinking has always been a temptation for humanity, but he says it got worse in the 16th and 17th century. Father Timothy cited the Austro-Hungarian economic historian who wrote about the commodity fiction, the idea that land and water could simply be owned, and even other human beings, in the great explosion of the slave trade. He added, "To give thanks is to open your eyes." COVID-19, brothers and sisters, is a human catastrophe. It's also making millions of people assess what is important and to count their blessings, particularly if they haven't contracted the disease, the illness. This is a pandemic which pays no respect to wealth or status. It has infected Prince of Wales, Prince Albert of Monaco, and celebrities. The fact that we're in this together is bringing communities together and hopefully forging bonds of solidarity. That in itself is something to be thankful for. God is active in the midst of this coronavirus, right? Though through the actions of heroic medical teams, loving relatives, compassionate friends. But are you allowing yourself to notice these things, these actions of God? Noticing is the beginning of gratitude, brothers and sisters. Remember that. Noticing is the beginning of gratitude. by sitting in our cells, in our homes during the COVID-19 pandemic, there's an opportunity to rediscover the value, as we read in Ephesians, of always giving thanks. As the body of Christ, you and I endure our current moment of trouble. It seems an appropriate time to remember that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, Deuteronomy 8. The Israelites spent 40 hard years in the wilderness depending on God for all the necessities of life, to learn that walking in obedience with God matters. It is not that food, shelter, clothing, or health are trivial. They aren't. God does not teach Israel to detach from the physical world or to view the creation he has made as evil. Rather, God reminds Israel that trusting in God's wisdom is the means by which those who walk with God navigate the challenges of the physical world. Even after the 40 years in the wilderness, God recognizes the human tendency to focus on the gift and to forget the giver. Several years ago, there was a beautiful prayer, and I thought I would share that with you right now, and it's called Grateful for the Giver. Lord, as I participate in the all-too-consuming activities that require my attention today, I pray that I would not lose sight of you. Give me this day a heart of gratitude. Give me a heart of gratitude which looks beyond my appreciation for things, for comfort, for peace, for prosperity. Give me a heart of gratitude which is ever and always thankful for the giver, thankful for the one who has provided, thankful for the one who, unlike his gifts, will never fade away. Give me a heart of gratitude which refuses to surrender to frivolous complaint, to seek more than you have given, to succumb to the annoyances and frustrations of this world. Give me a heart of gratitude which is so filled with thanksgiving that worry and concern have no room. Give me a heart of gratitude which remembers you as the present giver who is my refuge and my portion. Give me a heart of gratitude which cries out thanksgiving and praise even in the midst of anguish, pain, and frustration. Give me a heart of gratitude which is capable of love, hope, and peace despite the tensions and hurts and foolishness of this world. Give me a heart of gratitude which is ever and always yours. Amen. You know, in your head you might be saying, another day in the house, to the news that's telling us the updated death and tolls and a continuous chant of stay at home. You might find yourself teetering between lament and thanksgiving. And true to our personality in the middle area is hard to find. You know, how about you, brothers and sisters? Do you feel that? One day you're not so bad. One day you're kind of depressed. I know I go through those waves myself. And I'll tell you, as I sit in both of those places, I find God sitting with me as well. I lament for the world to be made right, for cures to be found, for those grieving to be not alone, for work to be found, and for always to love to seem easier than they do right now. Then I find myself grateful, grateful for a house that holds those I love, for a pantry that has coffee and food. And I thank my friends that I can touch base with through Facebook. I am thankful for God's still small voice that speaks to each of us individually. I'm thankful that all the needs of this world are not up for me to meet. I think I'm learning that this season actually needs space for both lament and thanksgiving. The swing is exhausting, but if we choose to focus only on one, we miss the fullness of God. This is also the tension between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. We are known and held by a God that knew disappointment and suffering, as well as the God who holds the future and knows that he is even now working out redemption. When I read the Psalms, I see the psalmist being honest with where they are at and what they are desiring and yet returning to praise. what would it look like for us to do this well in this season? Maybe try a spiritual practice that allows you to be both present with God and yourself. In lament, well, how do we sit and hold our brokenness, the world's brokenness, to God? First of all, brother and sister, find a psalm that works for you and memorize it. Let the scripture help give voice to the prayers of lament. Who do you know that could use a I see you and I love you as they sit in places of lament? Reach out to them. This might be a good time to look at how you soothe your own sadness. Do you escape via unhealthy coping mechanisms such as anger or alcohol? Do you notice the things that tug at you and invite God into that place? And in Thanksgiving, how can we incorporate a disciple of Thanksgiving into our daily routine? As you wash your hands, think of 10 things for your 10 fingers to thank God for, big and small. They all count. Maybe now is a good time to encourage your family members to start a gratitude journal, even with the children. Go for a walk and notice the creation as work, praising God and joining in with that. Just like the bears coming out of hibernation, we too, we will, and we are emerging, thanks be to God. So here are a few things that you might want to try of helping yourself to practice gratitude. Set a time every day, brothers and sisters, and think about what you're most thankful for. And when you're feeling empty or just wanting an excuse to smile, go back and read some of them. Tell other people thank you. When they do something nice for you, no matter how small, you know, those little words mean a lot and are appreciated by so many, especially when you go to the grocery store or you pick up something. You know, these people are working right through the pandemic where you and I can be in the home safe while they're spending the umpteen hours facing the public. Tell other people, as I say, of how thankful you are and tell them you're grateful for what they do for you. Don't allow other people's bitterness or negativity to influence your inner peace. Look for the best in everyone and believe and say the best about them. Anger, disappointment, and failure and frustration are all parts of life, but don't let them become your default emotions. Don't be complacent and resign yourself to victimhood. Choosing to live from a place of gratitude brings peace. And build gratitude around you with small, daily, unexpected, undeserved acts of love, compassion, grace, and forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, you know,
I'm just checking my time here.
Oh yeah, we're doing good. You know, I always have to be aware of the timing. So brothers and sisters, have you thought about that now? Have you thought about what you're grateful for? Do you know what you're grateful for? Can you see them in your home? Is it your maybe you live alone and maybe you have a little kitty, or maybe you have a dog. And, you know, think about all the things that you're grateful for. God, brothers and sisters, offers us hope and comfort. We know we live through uncertain times, and we never know when tragedy strikes. But whatever happens, brothers and sisters, there's always the certainty of Jesus Christ's presence. And what a difference it makes to your peace of mind. So this Thanksgiving, whether you celebrate it alone or with your spouse or with your children or however, take a moment to be grateful and look around and find 10 things around you that you could be grateful for. Because the moment you start being grateful, the pain in your body, the headaches, the pain in your shoulders, your stomach, they all start to ease up. Stress affects the body, plain and simple. I know so many people who are dealing with stomach issues, and time again, They complain from stomach pains, and they'll be coughing excessively. And it's not from the pandemic, not from the COVID-19, but it's the acid that is built up in the stomach. And the acid is created from the stress in our body. If you have this, maybe just take time to take deep breaths, close your eyes, maybe put on your headset and listen to the YouTube and find some quiet instrumental music or spiritual music, something that'll quiet and calm your mind. And I will guarantee you that you will feel better. Your stomach will feel better. One of the things I notice too, brothers and sisters, I have this myself sometimes, and I chew gum. And I don't know what it is, and I'm sure the medical people that are out there can tell you, but chewing gum actually helps the acidity in your stomach. So chew gum if you're feeling like you're ready to cough or something. Just chew a little gum and take deep breaths and relax and try to choose carefully what you watch on television, what you listen to, and who you talk with. And if you have some very toxic people around you, then you must limit your time with them. So this Thanksgiving is a time for us to renew our minds, to transform our life, to say, you know what? I have so much to be grateful for. And yes, some of us have experienced an incredible loss, that they feel that this Thanksgiving, what in the world do I have to be thankful for? But they have memories, and you have life. You've had life with this person. And you hold on to those lives, and they're glued. They are Velcro to your heart. They'll never be able to tear that away from you. And remember, brothers and sisters, we are all going to pass away one day. We're all headed to heaven. That's the beauty of Jesus. Jesus paid for our sins. He died on the cross for a reason. And he died for you and I, who are undeserving, who can't do anything to repay the pains of what Jesus went through, to say, oh, thank you for this new car. Thank you for all these things that I've had. We could never repay him. Our tears could never fill an ocean to show him how grateful we are. But brothers and sisters, this is the age of grace before Jesus comes back to this earth. This is the age of grace that we can go to him and ask for his mercy. After he comes back, that's it. This grace period will end. And either you have listened, you knew about the Lord, and you went to him. I feel for the people who had heard about God, knew about God, maybe even went to church, but never had much trust or faith in him. I don't want to be in that situation. I want you all, brothers and sisters, to take a moment and humble yourself before the cross and pour out your heart to Jesus and ask him to be with you, to help you, to help your unbelief. And this is the time to do that. Thanksgiving, we have much to be thankful for. We have a Savior who died on the cross for you and I, a risen Lord. What more do we need to be thankful for? He has given us salvation. He has given us eternal life. Brothers and sisters, that is the ultimate gift. That is what Thanksgiving is. So let's look at this world through Jesus' eyes. Let's not be judgmental of one another. Let's be more forgiving. And forgive, if you can't forgive the person outwardly, forgive him in your heart. And forgive him in your prayers. And forgive him. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that you have a blessed Thanksgiving. For what it's worth, even if it is a ham sandwich, who cares? Even if it's a can of soup, it doesn't matter, brothers and sisters. Don't go by what the world does, you know, and think that's the way Thanksgiving needs to be. Thanksgiving is in our heart, brothers and sisters. It's not at the dinner table. Right? It's not the party. It's not the celebration. It's the joy of knowing that we have a risen God who loves us more than we love ourselves and who is watching out for us every step of the way. How grateful we should be. that we have a God who knows about this pandemic, who knows when it's going to end, who's going to protect us. And if you've lost a loved one, don't think God ignored you or forgot about that person. Your loved one is with the Lord. That's where we're all going. Some of us later, some of us early. My best friend as a childhood friend went at the age of 16, 17 years. He had bone cancer. Right? And then I had another relative. She has a disabled daughter, and she lost her life. She was 47. You know, brothers and sisters, we can go on and on, can't we? But we're not going to dwell in that. We're going to be joyful, and we're going to thank the Lord and the Holy Family for loving us just as we are, imperfect. And so greedy and so selfish and so self-centered that even despite our misery, they love us just the way we are. Jesus and Almighty God loves us just the way we are. And we here at Radio Maria care about you. That's why we try to our best to bring you the kind of programs to help you, to encourage you, to nourish your faith, to strengthen you, to give you courage. So look on my website, brothers and sisters, on the Father's Quilt on through Radio Maria, and you'll find all kinds of broadcasts that you might be interested in from the different things of topics that I've talked about, whether it's the pandemic or whether it's angels or the supernatural. I have shared my thoughts and done my work on that. So please, brothers and sisters, have a blessed Thanksgiving. Don't worry about anything. Let it go and let God be God. We are not God. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I can't thank you enough for being with me. God bless you all for tuning in to the Father's Quilt every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30 here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice. Wherever you are, God bless, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. A single